District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32. By today's business leaders.
This is Alan Cox from District 32 Business Radio. Should I fix my interest rate? Well, Michael, if it were me, I would certainly be fixing my interest rate because I can't see how they can go down anymore.
That's a fair statement, Alan. When we look at the forecasts over the next sort of 6 to 12 months, there's actually a possibility of another two rate cuts coming in. So we're looking at one possibly around December and then sort of one sort of March, April. And of course, now don't hold me to this. This is what the economists are talking out there. Nobody has a crystal ball per se. When we look at the owner-occupied lending, fixed rates that are available are around the three. There's one lender doing 2.99. I won't say who that is, but when we look at the variable rates, they're around sort of the 3.2 to 3.5 mark, depending on amount of money being borrowed and level of borrowing against the property value. So if we've got another two rate cuts to come, possibly the variable rates then may be below 3%. That'd be amazing, seeing a variable interest rate starting with a two. So when it comes to fixing, we would be encouraging people perhaps if they're looking at staying in their home for some time, so if they're not going to be sort of chopping and changing and selling, then they might consider hedging their bets, as it were, fixing a portion, leaving a part of it variable. But it's really going to come down to the person's individual circumstance, how much money they've got sitting in savings accounts, for example. They might be able to offset part of their money against a variable product, so they wouldn't want to fix that portion. Yeah, look, there's a lot of questions to be asked around whether fixing is right for the individual. Yeah, barbecue conversations are fantastic for comparing notes, but we want people to be considering what is truly right for their situation. If we look at a recent customer of ours, they decided to fix their investment property interest rates sort of towards the end of last year. Now, their plans were, sort of almost set in stone at the particular time. Things have changed sort of quite radically for them over the last 6 months, and they've now found themselves in a situation where they've had no choice but to change lenders in order to get a solution that they needed. Now, those fixed rates have had to be broken with one lender, and they've had to pay break costs of about $13,500.
Wow.
Completely unavoidable. They felt that fixing was the right thing to do, of course,
at
the time. So the thing we would encourage people again to do is not rush into picking what seems to be the best fixed rate at the time, is to really seriously think about what the next couple of years might hold out for them. People sign up for their home loan, and whether they do it, through a broker or through the bank, they sign on the dotted line, they move into their house, and they sort of seem to forget it. And they just sort of drift along, and they don't really have a strategy when it comes to their home loan. They just think they've got this thing that they have to pay off for the next 30 years. We'd really like to encourage people to think very differently about their home loan. It's the biggest financial commitment they'll have. So seek out advice and actually get a real strategy around how to pay that loan down sooner.
I wish we'd had a strategy and advice like that when we were buying our house.
The banks are great for providing the service and the product and providing the money, but there isn't a lot of advice that's coming from the lenders in terms of strategies on how to pay your loan off faster, how to get ahead, how to really take advantage of current market situation. It's very much reactive. Client goes in, can you help me with this?
That's right.
So that's what we really pride ourselves on and want to offer people is providing them with a real strategy.
Independent advice.
That's right.
Yep. How do we get ahead with our mortgage?
Yeah, thanks, Alan. It's a great question and really wanted to talk about it because it's such a topical point in today's market with interest rates being so low. If we look back 30 years, August 1999, everyone remembers when the interest rates were 17, 18%.
I certainly do, because we lived through the whole thing.
Yeah, really, really tough time. And I mean, how do you get ahead in your mortgage when that's going on? So if we look at the average mortgage rate over the last 30 years, it's sat at around 7.5%. Now, interest rates are historically low. People can get a mortgage now for about 3.5% buying their own property, but they won't stay at 3.5% forever. So what we really want to encourage people to do is take advantage of the low rates as they are now and put a few plans in place to pay some extra and to really set themselves up for success over the next 20, 25 years, because interest rates won't stay at this 3.5%. They will go up again. So now's the time to really take.
Wouldn't it be a good idea, if you can, to actually pay it at the 7%?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Look, we've done some modelling, and for someone who, say, has a $400,000 mortgage, that sort of seems quite low, but we'll use that because we really want to encourage first home buyers as well to listen to this. So $400,000, 3.5% over 30 years, we're looking at about $1,800 a month. Now, if you were to even forecast rates at 5.5% and you were to pretend they're higher and pay the extra payment, that'd be $2,200 a month, thereabouts. So what that actually would do for you is you would end up saving 11 years off your home loan, and you'd save $240,000 in interest.
Oh, that's hardly worth the effort.
Oh, I know. Well, if you look at someone who, say, yeah, let's say, take someone who's even, say, between 25 and 30, who's starting off on that journey today with a $400,000 home loan. We talk about super as being really important in the future. So if that 25 to 30-year-old can forecast in the future and go, you know what, I'm going to have an extra $240,000 in my super because I'm going to pay down my home loan a lot sooner, that's just, you know, magic.
I think this sort of information needs to be out there to the young people specifically. I've got a granddaughter whose dream is to own her own home by the time she's 25. She's 19. That's a goal. And she hasn't got a clue how she's going to get there, but I'm sure she will.
Yeah. Well, send her across to us. We'll give her some good tips on that. Because the other thing that people really, even a really sort of simple thing is taking the monthly payment, cutting it in half and paying fortnightly. It doesn't sound a lot, but what it will do, people will make an extra month's payment over the course of the year.
Sure.
And just that simple strategy will save at least around 4 to 5 years off a home loan. And on that $400,000 mortgage, for example, that would save $36,000 over the course of the loan just by cutting it in half and paying fortnightly.
So what advice would you give, say, my granddaughter, who is, as I said, 19, she's a hard worker, she works a couple of jobs. What advice would you give her so that she could achieve at least her buying her own home at 25?
So sitting down with someone like ourselves, like even today, and going, right, this is my goal, this is where I want to be, we can help put in place a savings plan and a budget, or let's use a savings goal as a term.
I think it's a savings goal is budgets, yeah, with 19-year-olds.
No, nobody likes the word budget. So it's really sitting down with someone who can decipher the numbers and can do the projections, who can do the calculations and actually put it down on paper and show the real result of making those changes, having good savings habits, and actually putting them in a position where they can confidently then go out at the age of 25 and go, I'm buying that house, that's mine. And then having the right strategy in place to get out of debt as quickly as possible.
Because my beautiful granddaughter doesn't have a strategy at the moment, but if she doesn't get one, she won't make the goal. What about people who are 50s, 60s? What advice would you give for them if they're, well, I suppose if they haven't got a home already, they're pretty much naked, aren't they?
Look, there are still opportunities for them to get into the market. Look, it's really going to depend on their individual situation, what their super's like. Even having a chat to relatives around, a number of them perhaps buying a property together, all going shares, so that, you know, different family members can then, you know, rent off the group and it stays within the family group. So I think those of that age, yeah, it's certainly, there's still some options out there. Yes, it's not the same options as available to, you know, 25-year-old, but it's asking the question of someone like ourselves and going, okay, what might be available in the current market? There's a really good opportunity for people to get into the market for the first time as first home buyers, or if they're looking at another property or a second home, etc. And traditionally, you know, people have gone, oh, I've got to get that 20% deposit. I've got to avoid mortgage insurance if I can at all costs. It's a cost that I don't want to pay. Mortgage insurance is an insurance for the bank. It's not an insurance for the customer. And so people have tried to sort of avoid it at all costs. But what I wanted to sort of highlight is that in the current market, you know, the property market, it is still quite depressed at the moment here in Perth. We talk about there being, you know, probably a good couple of years before we see any real sort of increase in growth in property. And we're in a period of time where interest rates are historically low, and we're even talking about another couple of cuts over the next 6 to 8 months.
I didn't think they could go any lower.
I know. But yeah, they're about to. I mean, we didn't expect 2 rate cuts in July and August, in June, July. We thought we were going to get the one. We thought another one was going to come perhaps in, you know, December, but we got the 2. So when we look at the interest rates, the property market as it is, it's a perfect time for people to get into the market. And so if we look, for example, at a $450,000 purchase, et cetera, even for a first home buyer, now a 20% deposit is $90,000 for them to completely avoid mortgage insurance. Now that's a real struggle to try and save that amount of money. So if we look at an option where buyers just need a 5% deposit, so that's $22,500 as opposed to $90,000. The mortgage insurance at that level of lending and the property, it's around about $13,000 to $14,000.
Is that over the term of the contract?
That's a one-off payment, Alan. Yeah. So the mortgage insurance is only paid at the front, at the start of the mortgage when you're first taking it out.
Does that mean the deposit goes from $22,000 up to the $31,000, $33,000?
It does. Yeah, so people still need the extra amount of money. There are some lenders that will add the mortgage insurance to the loan for you. You'll still end up having to pay a couple of $1,000s towards it, but you can sort of borrow the amount. So if we look at someone who's, say, paying $400 a week rent, and they might be saving perhaps $2,000 a month, like as a really good saver. In order for them to save the difference between that 5% and the 20%, they're going to need 30 months of extra saving. Now, over that 30 months, they're going to pay an extra $52,000 in rent.
That's right.
So when you look at the numbers there and you sort of go, okay, well, if I get into my own home, yes, I have to pay $13,000, $14,000 in mortgage insurance. But you know what? I'm in my own home. Interest rates are low. There's a great opportunity to get into the market at a lower end and to really make a difference then on your mortgage repayments, getting in, making some extra payments, and really getting ahead at this particular, yeah, at this time at the moment. So we'd encourage people not to put their plans on hold because they think, oh, mortgage insurance, I shouldn't be paying it.
Don't dismiss it outright.
That's right.
Think about it.
Get in, do the numbers, have a look at how much you're paying in rent, how long is it going to take you to save the extra that you need, and yeah, sit down with someone like ourselves, go through the numbers and do the planning.
Is there anything else you feel is critical to add?
To seek the right advice. Your friends and family have their own opinions, but seek advice from a mortgage professional.
So don't dismiss the idea of mortgage insurance and seek professional advice, not from family and friends.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio Business Experts, 20 past the hour, every hour, Monday to Friday, on District 32, the power of connection.